Politics per usual. It's boy Gangsta Nacho. We're here at the Blue Cigar Podcast Lounge, San Bernardino, getting it in. Got a shout out our sponsor, and you already know, Exotic Props, man. When you're pulling up, get your Exotic Props, man. Get to it. I got the special guest today, man. I got the homie. Got to pop in, man. He a frequent. My nigga, worst news. What's the deal, fool?
How you doing? How you doing?
Shit, same old shit, same old shit. So it's 2024, man. What you been on? What's the play for the new year?
The bag out music too.
It's out already? What's the play?
We working on that, man. It's this K-Rush greatness, and I'm a perfectionist, so right now it sounds marvelous. It's so, something different.
So what is it about this project that's going to be different from the others?
I keep hearing the state of hip-hop and music on the West Coast and how it's repetitive, same rigmarole, same old shit. So it's going to be something different. It's something different totally.
So what's your thoughts on the current state of the West? You know, at that report card and everybody talking shit, you know, a lot of media outlets are saying, you know, these artists ain't putting in the work. My niggas is putting out the same bullshit, y'all. But what is your thoughts on the West Coast as far as from an artist standpoint?
This shit, a lot of that shit garbage. I don't know what I was listening to. It's just garbage. It's the same old shit. Like, nigga invented styles, and niggas be like, oh, that shit worked for him. I'm gonna try it. And then you got the next nigga doing it, and the next nigga doing it. So it's just like a bunch of copycats. There's no originality.
But do anybody tell them, like, hey, this shit trash? Because I think a lot of niggas got the homies and make music for the homies. So the homies are like, yeah, this shit go up, and they go up to it. So they're thinking, oh, look, I made it for the homies. The homies going up to it. It must be that shit.
A lot of people got a problem with the truth. Like, you can tell a nigga right now, like, that ain't it. They're going to be like, man, they like you, like, they're not going to tell you the truth. Like, I'm telling you, like, that's not it, bro. Got a couple niggas that'll tell you, like, your real partner will tell you, like, nah, that ain't it, bro. They'll be like, what you mean that ain't it? Like, I don't know, hate shit, like, you're asking me my opinion, that ain't it. Like, it's offbeat. You sound like you breathed it off a fucking piece of paper as you was recited.
See, these niggas going to punch in. They ain't even rapping. They ain't even writing bars. 16s is dead. That's a thing of the past. Niggas ain't writing 16s no more. Niggas is in there on the punch in.
Yeah, going back to the old, that's why this bag out music too is going to show niggas like, all right, you got to ask some help with some shit. I don't do no punches. If I fuck up on the tape, you're going to start it back over from the top. So that's just how I work. I'm a perfectionist. Like, quality over quantity. Niggas is putting out a lot of songs, yeah, but a lot of that shit guns. And a lot of music is made for party. The party scene. Like, what about the niggas that don't party?
Uh-huh.
It's a lot of people that don't party. What about the nigga that go to work and go home and got responsibilities?
Because they say black women are the biggest consumers. So a lot of niggas want to make the music for the black women so that it get played in the strip club. So that the strippers go up to it, and that's how they feel like they can get on. If I get all the most popular strippers to dance to it, everybody gonna remember when Persuasion was up there shaking her ass to my shit.
That shit cool, but how long that shit lasts? I mean, that party shit don't last forever. Come on, some popular make a bunch of party shit, that shit still playing. You'll listen to Dear Mama before you hear Listen I Get Around, nigga. Tell me about my life. You gonna listen to some deep shit and feel like that party shit cool. What happens when you buy the party movie? You wanna listen to some shit that like that's real. Well, if you go into some shit, party shit ain't just feeling motivate you. You wanna hear a nigga talk about some shit you can relate to. So I'd rather give people relatable music. It's not about copying the next thing, man. But that's what the game has become, man. Like, and niggas don't want the lack of originality. That's the biggest thing. A white California makes you want to sound like the Detroit niggas. To the point where you do it.
A lot of niggas over here.
To the point where you like, with part of white people. Even they laughing at you, right? Look at this garbage ass thing.
But then they go pay these niggas for features and pay these beat makers to make these type of beats. But that shit never go nowhere. Your music is regional and never reached anywhere else but LA County.
Man, look, that whole report card shit, my honest take on it, I could give a fuck with you guys. His opinion on it. I don't even when he did the LA Empire one, I wasn't included, but I didn't get mad because like, I don't give a fuck about his opinion.
So why do you think so many niggas want to be on a report card? Do they just want the file? Or do they want the real critique?
Oh, they don't want the real critique because when niggas really critique them, they get bad. Like, what the fuck? Like, you can't be like, yeah, like, I want to be on the report card and that nigga actually give me some honest opinion about your shit and you get bad. Like, can't ask for something and then get bad when it's given to you. Like, that's the weirdest shit ever.
So what about a 20 versus one? Should we do a 20 versus one? You ain't seen any 20 versus one platforms? So they have a rapper there, they have 20 bitches come, they have a lineup, and they all try to get at you, and you eliminate them each round until you get to the last round where you gotta pick
one. Well, I ain't got time for shit like that. I'm grown. Fuck, I won't.
But this is the most popular form of content that rappers are doing right now. Why would you not?
Is that shit? What
you don't want to get your face out there?
Originality. Get your face out there without following the next nigga. Make your presence felt. Make your presence felt. Think about it. 50 made his presence felt, right? Jay-Z made his presence felt.
Yeah.
Nas, Lil Wayne, the niggas made their presence felt. Jeezy and the niggas made their presence felt. You knew who the niggas was when they stepped in the room without doing that goofy shit. Right? Yeah. So why I gotta do that? Why I want to follow the next thing? Like, that's cool that worked for you. But that you looking for a whole crowd. Like, I'm not like, yeah, it's cool for my songs to be in the strip club, but I'd rather you listen to my shit before you get to the strip club. Mm-hmm.
So what type of music are you looking to make? Are you making like that gangster shit? Motivational
street shit. Like, you feel me? I'm from the streets. Like, I relate to the streets. Like, so that's what I'm going to talk about. I can talk about, nigga, being an inmate. Like, nigga, what they know about being an inmate, your people got to press 5 just to talk to. They don't. They can't relate to that type of shit.
But being a gangster is watered down at the same
it's
time.
It's not about being a gangster. It's about being speaking your life.
But when these niggas ain't never lived that to get on a mic and speak the same shit that you're speaking, how can the people tell the difference between the real and the fake? Because I think that's the problem with this.
The demographic I follow and listen to, the niggas are all old. So I don't expect the young niggas to listen to what I'm talking about. They can't understand it. These young niggas don't even like to listen to the old niggas. They act like we ain't been through it, lived through it, and set a foundation for them to follow. Like, they forget that. They just think, like, nah, that old nigga don't know what you're talking about. Like, that shit, all right. Niggas live the street life. Like, I'm 34. I be 35 and shit, bro. I done lived through a lot of shit, seen a lot of shit, walked the main line, all that shit. Been in all type of fucking tripping situations, like, real combat type situations, and, like, you tell a young nigga, like, hey, bro, take my advice and some shit, they get mad. So when I get to rapping, it's a nigga somewhere that's my age that'll listen to my shit and be like, I know what you're talking about. The older people, like, niggas like you, filming the nigga behind the cameras, like, them type of niggas that's older in our age group that know what I'm talking about, they're going to be like, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been there. It's for those type of niggas around and it's these niggas that want to stick this part of shit. It's relatable music. It's pain music. Niggas like that pain. Why? Because niggas go through the same type of pain you go through. And when they see a nigga that's going through, that been through the type of shit and you talking about it, they're going to be like, I understand that. Like, that pain in me. Niggas love that pain in me because, like, they like, that nigga talking some shit. Like, he's talking some shit. And they can relate to me. So, for me, it don't matter if a young nigga relate to it. Because they're going to start listening to it when they... Sometimes you gotta play my shit over and over to understand it. And that's all right. But a person like you, I know you're gonna hear it the first time and be like, hey, you talking that shit. Feel me? So, like, that's what I'm doing. Like, I don't wanna follow the cloud. I don't need the cloud. It's not about the cloud. It's about talking. I talk for the niggas that live their life like me, that been through the type of struggle I've been through, that can't speak for themselves.
So then how do you use social media to leverage a crowd? I seen you doing like the promo with the Cold World. You know what I'm saying? You was taking them fucked up situations, you know what I'm saying, putting them out there putting a song over it, suppose, for the world. You know what I'm saying? How you go about curating content to keep up in this market when you're coming from a different standpoint?
When you talking that shit, it was like, think about it. Cold world, it's a lot of cold shit going on. You might walk in, your baby mama fucking your homeboy. Cold world. You feel me? So it's like, I make the songs, and it's like the shit just fall in my lap as far as the content. Because it's relatable shit. It's shit that we go through every day. When you talk about shit that you're going to do in life every day, hell yeah, it's going to be easy for me to find shit to put with it. Like, oh, this is deep.
So are you looking to, like, get any features? Is anybody else going to be featured on this album? Like,
on the Bag Out Music, yeah, I got a couple features on it. I got FM. Yeah. So far, I got FM the Rapper. I got my team. Like, everybody that's on my team, like, this is like, my trip is like a mafia instead of like real organization. So, everybody on my team, the niggas is talking on it so far. Mm-hmm. My cousin Ray talking on it, Charlie talking on it, my brother go talk on it, Sir go talk. Like, this is my team. And everybody that's a part of this organization, my family and my team, they're gonna speak, they're gonna start talking bullshit on this project.
So, for people that haven't heard any of the music, you have to point them with one track to let them know who you are as an artist. Who would that one track be?
What track? Hey,
why that one?
It's so raw. When they get to asking you some real questions that I don't think that you ask yourself on a daily basis if you was in the streets.
Real shit. So all these the stories you tell in your music, is this from personal experiences or shit that you've seen?
Personal shit that I've seen, shit that my niggas go through, shit that I see, and it's just the art of storytelling. Some of it I can just, you feel me? Like, tell a story. It don't necessarily gotta be my story, but I see. And if I got the vernacular to do it in a certain way with my pen, you know, I'm gonna do it. So, like, Strapped to Die, like, I don't know a Tyrone that personally went through what I'm talking about on that song. But I'm telling you a story of what could happen to a nigga named Tyrone.
So, who are you listening to, man? As far as artists, are you listening to any of these new niggas? Or is it like...
What reason are we talking about?
I'm just talking about, like, on your playlist.
My playlist? You're going to hear some Conway, The Machine. You're going to hear some Benny the Butcher. You're going to hear some Babies. You're going to hear some G. Perigo. You gonna hear some K-Boy. Who else? Let's see. RJ gonna get some play. YG get some play. Snoop, of course. The old head, you feel me? Nas, of course.
You mentioned a lot of West Coast artists. Do you plan on, like, getting a feature or working with any of these artists like the K-Boy?
In the future, possibly. But as of now, like, no, I'm gonna make you be like, damn, who is this nigga? When you hear the music, I'm gonna make the one to work with.
So as far as like visuals, what's the plan for the visuals for this upcoming project? How are your visuals gonna stand out?
Like movies. I wanna shoot videos, but I wanna shoot movies. It's a difference. Talking nice. A lot of these cats don't wanna spend the money. They just think they're going to make a song and not spend no money. Like, all right, we put the song out, we think it's hot. And they don't really put no work into it.
Now, as a nigga that do production, I produce based on your budget. Yeah, I could do your music video for $350, but nigga, you ain't going to get none of the shit you see here. Nigga, you're going to get the most basic shit. I'm going to show up. I'm going to tell you to rap in a random ass spot. I'm going to cut that shit to your music, and that's what you're going to get. If you ain't gonna pay for lighting, if you ain't gonna pay for drone shots, if you ain't gonna pay for actors and girls and different sets, and you're not paying for all that, then nigga, you're not getting that. So because a nigga could get a music video for $350, don't mean you should get a music video for $350.
Right. I agree. So for me, like, location. Me and FM got a song called Location. I'll be dropping it again soon. Right. My plan of it. Like, when he brought the song to me, and he was like, hey, you want to get on this and I heard it? I was like, yeah. And I automatically had a vision. Then after I wrote it and it all came together, I'm like, hey, we need a big, big, big house. So I started looking for big, big houses. They talk about living in houses, in movies. Like, I want to do that. I want to shoot it like it's a movie. Like, I want niggas to be like, damn, they went all out for this. It's different when you look at something because you know, and you be like, I was there when they shot this. Like, the niggas put bread into them. They paid me something, so I know it's how it's supposed to be. Like, you could tell when a nigga tell you, like, yeah, where we shoot this at? Hey, yeah, we gonna shoot this at Whoopi Wild Man, man. They come with a treatment, they already tell you what they want to do. That's the person that sat back, wrote the record. It's different. That's not just so black, but that's the artistry. It's the artistry for me. It's art. I treat it like art.
So, have you had like a mentor in this game? Was somebody that like showed you the ropes? How are you learning to navigate
I was
through
in
this
the
game?
I was being TMG, but that's my therapy. So he was around a lot of big dogs.
Shout out to TMG.
Shout out to you. He was in a
Shout
lot
out to
of
Krillin.
he was in a lot of rooms, and I was always with him. So I remember being up in rooms with Warren G and Snoop and Big A and certain niggas, and they talking a given game about the industry, and I sat back and I just soaked it up like a sponge. You gotta sit back. You gotta learn. A lot of niggas don't want to learn, so I'm gonna learn like this. So I'm gonna learn, and I'm gonna pick your brains. Like, I'm gonna ask questions, and I'm gonna just watch and figure it out as it goes. Like, for me, I'd rather be independent. I don't want to deal. Niggas be like, "Why I don't want to deal? Like, what I want to deal for? So I can get fucked." Nah. If I know I can walk in the bank and get a loan, I'd rather do that. Pay the bank.
For real. That's an
Instead of
open bank.
paying
Open bank.
niggas that's gonna take my work when it come out. You know, if you make a song and it's a hit, they finna do. You barely get any money off that song.
You got a tour off
The
of it.
publish it, all that shit is gone. Like, me, I own my own publishing company, so it's like I do that. Like, I'm on label. Like, what I really
So what's the level?
artist music, everything artist, blow the line artist. Publish it, artist music, girl, publish it. Like, everything is. I need all my front end and back end. I need all my money.
So
And I watched this and I heard, like, why you outside the deal? And they're giving you, they ain't telling you what they're going to do in this contract. You focus. You walk in there, I understand you're going through some shit. I'm going through something. I need the money just like the money. But it's like you watching and you knowing you're being fucked. Like, why would I allow that? Openly knowing I'm getting fucked. Like, that's the ultimate disrespect. Like, I know they're fucking. But there's nothing I can do about it because I already signed the contract. Like, niggas think these artists is, why you think they doing so many shows? And niggas is broke. They're trying to keep up and they want the look. And social media is it's a dangerous playground. You feel me? But like I said, talk to like, none of that shit matters, bro. I care about what you feel.
So as you grow in this industry and get closer to where you want to be, how do you separate yourself from the streets and all the bullshit? You know what I'm saying? Because you got your Rialto out, Anthem out, you know what I'm saying? I see you in the video out with all the homies. You know what I'm saying? How do you separate yourself from that shit as you elevating this game?
Gotta remember to go. If the goal is to make a better way for your people, then you gotta, feel me? I can fuck with y'all on the basis on the pool, I'm gonna pull up fucking niggas and niggas like, all right, this is work. Like, this is a real career for me. Like, I'm willing to go broke for this. A lot of niggas not willing to go broke for this. So me knowing that and knowing that I fucked off opportunities in the past, now I'd be like, you know what? Like, yeah, I'm fucking talking for a minute and then I gotta go. I still got kids. So me doing the music thing is like, all right, if it when it blow, as it is, when it takes off, I'll be able to leave something for my kids. You know, they'll never have to work. And it comes back to being a man. You gotta be a man before a gangster. The most gangster thing you can do is be a father to your children. My father go first.
That's one thing, like, so a lot of our generation is few fathers that I know that are deadbeats. You know what I'm saying? And I think that really skipped our generation for as far as on the West Coast, because all the niggas I know is in their child's life. And I wouldn't be a homie with a nigga that wouldn't be a father to the child. Because niggas see, like, nigga, you out chasing bitches, but you ain't with your little kids.
Yeah, okay.
You out in a strip club, but you ain't seen your kids. You don't know how they doing. Like, those type of niggas, we got a certain code that we live by. But that code has specifically we a life of a dying breed, because that code ain't with the younger generation. Why do you think that the code is different for them, or why is there a lack of a code? Code is whoever the nigga with the money, that's who we follow. Why do you think it's like that?
Because they like shiny shit. Everything they get is up there. They like shiny shit. They into all this shiny shit. And a lot of that shit don't even be real. It's just material shit. Like, honestly, the younger generation is influenced by shiny shit. Like, oh, this nigga got a Benz. A nice, pretty little bitch. And they get money.
I mean, but they getting money in a different way. They scamming. We have to, you was a hustler, you flocked, or you was a jack boy. I mean, that pretty much was it as far as the streets. You did one of the three. These young niggas are scamming and punching in, and it's a whole different world. So the most gangster niggas is niggas that is really the most nerdiest niggas in the hood. Knowing the whole computer shit and how to manipulate the computer. So these niggas is really following the most nerdiest niggas in the hood. And that's why the streets is off balance. You know what I'm saying? And niggas just be trying to hitch their wagon. Some niggas thinking that, hey, and when he come up, I'm going to be on the scene with this nigga. And they don't really care if that nigga music is trash or if that nigga stand on business or not. All they care about is if, you know, when that nigga get on, I got a seat next to that nigga.
Even the teller niggas, they like shit. The nigga got the money, he tell it. He didn't tell on me.
Like, even niggas like Kodak, you go take $1 million from 6ix9ine and do a feature. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you turn down $1 million if 6ix9ine offered you the feature.
Yeah, am I turning it down? Yeah.
I believe in that.
I'm standing on business. I'm not. Can't make a mockery out of me. I'm still a street nigga at the end of the day. So it's still niggas that's gonna be outside of the industry. They're going to be like, hey, what the fuck is up with that? Really? Wow.
But, like, I see shit like YouTubers. They walk around with big-ass bodyguards, and they start shit with niggas in the mall and shit. And then when niggas get ready to punch their ass out, these big-ass bodyguards get involved.
Nigga, pop you in a bodyguard. You can't be doing that shit to everybody. That shit don't work with everybody. I be watching all like the pranks they be walking up on niggas and niggas' neighborhoods, fucking with niggas, like, bro, like, don't do that shit to me. Because niggas don't really fuck you up. You gonna run, bless the camera. Like, they gonna fuck around and beat the guns up too. And because it's like, bro, like, why are you playing? Niggas really get hurt like that.
Nah, but this generation,
that's that wanna be famous and clout. That's the chasing the clout. That's for views.
There used to be one nigga that played too much. We all had that homie. That nigga just.
But that nigga knew not to go too far. We all had that one homie, but he knew not to take it too far. Like, you get to start doing goofy and J-Cat type shit, you know, that's your ass. You might think ain't nothing gonna happen to you, but like, all right, niggas are straight you out. Like, nah, that shit not cool. The younger generation is just, they influenced by different shit, and we just grew up different. We grew up with different rules, and they think that those rules don't apply. And then when they get in certain places where they got to deal with the older niggas, they do a lot of shit. And they learn. Like, these young niggas think everything cool, so they got to go sit down.
Hell yeah, when they go sit down. Nigga.
And then they learn, like, oh shit, ain't nobody in here to protect me. Shit, they got to have a business. You're going to get your ass moved. And you're going to start learning. Like, God, the way you think you're out there fucking around, they come home. Like, think about it. Young niggas go to prison and come home, the niggas be having a different mindset. Like, this shit is not a gang. Y'all think this shit a gang? This shit is not a gang. Straight up. Like, that shit cute. What happens when that nigga with all the money is scamming this shit tell on you? That's the thing that they don't be ready for. Like, what happens when y'all out there doing business and he put you on and the shit go bad and tell on the whole operation? You gotta go down too. It's ugly.
And them niggas, when you get in there, you won't have to line it up. Ain't no way around it. A nigga's gonna see it in your eyes as soon as you step in there. So if you ain't ready for the action, man, it's gonna get ugly real fast.
Real fast. You gotta go in there and get it out the way.
Immediately. So back to the music. As far as like your beat selection, what sonically, how is this album gonna sound? What is this project gonna sound like? Or what type of flow? Because like everybody, we brought up Nip, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know like the marathon, that shit was cinematic. That shit from A to Z, that shit sounded like a movie. Like a soundtrack to a movie. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, it's gonna be like a mantra soundtrack. Different beat selections, different sounds. A little bit of West, it's gonna sound like some shit from the East. It's gonna sound like some shit from down south. It's just, I pick different beats, and the beats like they really be picking me. So I hear certain shit, and I might be like, okay, we don't pick this. Like I have my producer send some shit, and I be asking for shit. These young niggas don't be like, I go backwards, they go forward. So they'll sample some shit and speed it up instead of just letting it rock. I need that jazzy type of shit that you can pop your head to. Hop in the car with your bitch and then be like, hey, this is serious. And she gonna nod her head. So I twist up a bit to this. Hold on. Turn it on. Like, I need that shit you gonna be like, yeah, bring the old schools out on a Saturday or a Sunday. Drop the top. Wind down PCH. Play that shit. Like, that's what I'm trying to bring. The old school player shit, but I'm still telling the story. Talking that street shit.
So what about performances? Have you been performing lately? What's that looking like?
Nah, I ain't been performing lately. I've been working on this project. That's the biggest thing. Like, niggas just want to go and perform my old songs like that. I want to give y'all some new shit. Tell y'all to listen to them when I get up there. Like, that's what I usually do. When I go to festivals, if I got some new shit coming out, I'll drop that new shit the day of the festival. So the nigga be like, hey, where can I find this? It's on my shit. But it's still right now. It just dropped today.
So one question I like to ask all the artists is, if an A&R walked in the building right now, and you had to plan one track, and this was an opportunity, everything you've been working for, what would be that one track that you're going to play that A&R?
Stop the Run.
And why? What is it about that track?
It's just so gritty. It take you be like, ooh, that's
real. So what is that for people that ain't heard it, what describe that song to the people?
Drop the Dive is pretty much telling you like, if you don't have your dicky, if you ain't got your thing on you, then it get ugly. It ain't fair out here in these streets. Niggas ain't playing for, they're not playing fair. Niggas a bunch of head.
For real. Ain't no fair ones.
Ain't nothing for them.
Only the homies get a fair one.
But and sometimes it be your homies that be the ones that want to do. So you got to subscribe to God no matter what. Like, and I know a lot of niggas hear me say that, like, try to be like GZ, like, no, like, I'm being real. Like, where we come from, and this is speaking of California as a whole, from the north to the south, you got to be strapped, or if not, that's your ass. Like, come on, now they riding niggas on Bellrobes. Uh-huh. And walking in the mall, flocking the wall.
In a broad daylight.
Like, what happens when I'm with my daughter or my daughters and some shit like that go on? And they can run up on us and try to, I gotta get jiggy. Right? Stay strapped in there. I'd rather be with it than what I am. I got a lawyer, we'll deal with that. You feel me? I'll make a phone call, we'll call it good. I know the consequences. I know the cost. But you feel me? He's a good guy. We want to know. You feel me? So I'm not. But yeah, you gotta be strapped for that. And most A&Rs would be like, it reminds me of an old school 50, that gritty feel, like, yeah, like the streets, not the so-called streets, but the streets.
So what does a studio session look like when you're going in to record?
Six hours. I might do 6 hours. Last one I did 6 hours working. Ain't no bitches.
Straight to work.
Even if the homie and the homegirls ain't pull up, I'm working. And I tell them before they get there, like, I'm working. Like, can I get the booth? Like, tell myself, like, I'm working. Two songs, an hour, maybe three. Take a break, smoke a blunt, go back in, two or three more songs in that hour.
So you already got everything laid out.
Yeah, we go in there to work. Like, I didn't rehearsing this shit, so by the time I get it there, it's one take day. But if I like, swag it out, boy, swag it the way you, do that shit you be doing. My team would be like, nah, that ain't it, do it again. But swag it, do that shit you be doing.
But as far as features, do they come in with the same, we are bouncing out and sending? They just send
nah,
it back?
Nah, I don't like that shit. I'm not with that. If I tell you, if I invite you to the studio, and you know the date, location, everything, and the day of you hit me with a studio song, I'm not gonna answer. I'm not gonna reply. Come to the studio and fill the vibe. You're not gonna want me to send it to you. And another thing is, if I send you some shit, you might have a nigga. Your engineer might get in the fucking with you. Like, dog, don't start playing with my vocals and shit. Like, play with your shit. Don't fuck with my shit. Leave my shit alone. And come to the studio, and it's just a better vibe. Like, if you come to the studio, and, like, next time I'm with you, I can tell you, I'm going to have you do it. You'll see, like, it's be working with it. Last one we did, 7 songs. But the only reason why I didn't do 8 or 9 is because my father, he punches. You feel me? But his punches wasn't no bullshit punches. If 16 came through and he did his shit, shout out F16. FM came in, he was like, hey, what you got for me? I got, you want to do a hook on this? And I was going to write a hook. I did nasty on the hooks. But my homie want to get on some shit. Like, all right, do the hook on this. I already got 2 verses on this.
So coming out of Rialto, coming in an IE-based artist, what challenges do you see as far as making out of IE? You know, Dr. Sal had a little run, Spank Nitty. He just got signed to Hit Boy. You know, there's a few artists making some noise in IE. Do you see the IE finally elevating as a whole, as far as production?
They're doing their thing. They're doing their thing. Shout out Bobby Style. Shout out Spank Nitty. Shout out Frank Nitty's son. He doing his thing. Shout out Ladu. Shout out Bryce. The niggas are doing their thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shout out to
all niggas is starting to make a wave. You have to. I mean, other niggas come out here before. Y'all gonna come and get the money. Y'all might as well listen to the niggas who talk about this one. It's a lot of niggas with talent out this one.
Now, I think that it's a lot of, like, media outlets that are popping up out here. Like, the League podcast is doing that shit. So, it's a lot of different, you know, the Ox Connect is doing that shit.
Shout out to the bar.
We got Politic.
Politic doing that shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, it's like,
Kita Roo got a podcast too. Shout out my nigga Kita.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, the media, how are you planning to do a rollout with this album? Are you doing, like, a listening party? Are you going to hit the media?
Well, I'm going to hit the different podcasts and I'm going to get on there and talk some shit. Mm-hmm. I might come through, dressed up character. Like, you know, it's going to be a lot of shit. It's going to be a lot of shit. A lot of characteristics.
And I remember 50 was doing the curly, coming with the wigs and talking in the voice, talking shit. That shit was
funny. Man, we got a lot of shit, man. We got a lot of shit. We got a lot of shit. I'm glad for this shit, man.
There you sir.
On the project, too, I'm talking a lot of shit, too. The days of niggas talking shit and having intros and talking shit on the songs. Yeah, we doing that. Taking it back.
So how long you been rapping?
I've been rapping over 2 weeks.
So what's the difference between Worst Moves to Artists Now versus Worst Moves when we first started?
I was younger. I didn't really have a direction. I was still learning. I had the bars, but I was filming, and I just started learning. The longer you do it, the better you get them. So for me, and I've had niggas tell me this, like, you just get better over time, but you just gotta keep going. But you have the determination and the willingness to just keep going. And no matter what, I had opportunities on the table. I fucked them off by going to jail and shit, so, or prison. So I was like, all right, when I came home, going crazy. And since I got out, we're gonna start going crazy with music. Still look back.
But I know in 2023, man, I've seen you outside quite a few, you know what I'm saying, prominent places. Mm-hmm. How you getting in the doors in all these places? You know, finishing everywhere.
On PRT. I'll be out 2021, 2022. I was outside. The end of the 21, but 22, I was outside. A little bit of 23, and then I took a break.
So after this album drop, you hit the streets.
Yeah, we go. I want to go hit New York. I want to go deal with the album of the East Coast.
Have you been to New York? That's something you feel like making a name outside of California is a plan? As an artist, or are you looking with this project?
Yeah, a lot. I've been studying. Like I said, I'm a student of the rap game, and I've watched niggas that come from different places come to the West Coast and blow. And I watched niggas that go to other places and get better. Like Nip ended up going to New York and talked about. And he ended up getting better when he went to New York and made a lot of East Coast connections. And niggas really started listening to him once New York when he started fucking with him. Right? All right, 50. Where did he have to come? To the Western. Eminem came to the Western. Even Ja Rule. That nigga said, I watched the interview with that nigga. He said, nigga, the East Coast was a little fucking with my music birthday. He said, I came out to the West Coast, took that shit to a radio station, and it blew up. And then the East Coast, they caught on, and they got started going crazy.
Well, how everybody breaking records now is TikTok. Is that the best way to break a record now? Make a song named for TikTok too?
Again, if that's what you live to. Like, I'd rather post some shit and be some real shit. And the nigga up the ladder, he hear this shit and be like, y'all heard that nigga went through all that? Yes. That's just as good as TikTok. When a major nigga say, hey, you listen to, if a nigga like Jay be like, hey, y'all listening to the worst news, that nigga go hard. Or if a nigga like Jay Cole, somebody be like, I'm listening to this new worst news, that shit go crazy. Y'all gonna be like, who the fuck is worst news? I'm finna go, hold on. What they talking about? Bad guy music? I'm finna go, so that gives you a stamp. So if somebody in the industry listens to your shit too, like, that's a cool way to. TikTok can't blow your shit up. But you feel me? If a nigga be like, yeah, I'm listening to this Woot Wah Wham, that nigga go hard.
Have you heard about South by Southwest? Have you thought about that?
Yeah, my submission is late. So that shit like next month, I think, for April. So it's too late to do it. So I'll be like, all right, it's cool. But, you know, it's other festivals. It's going to be all right.
I think that's one of the biggest things for artists is to capture South by Southwest. Because you have A&Rs, you have everybody from everywhere, all in one place. So, yeah, it's in Texas, but it's not a Texas-based event. Right. That's just simple. It's like the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl, you get people from everywhere. So it's the Super Bowl of music. And for an artist, that's the best place to break your music. It's take people like DaBaby, that he wasn't even booked to. He went out there and put a diaper on and was doing street performing. And this is how people found DaBaby. And this is how he got popular, going to South by Southwest. He had XXXTentacion. He booked himself and paid like 10 performances at South by Southwest and then had a cameraman follow him and made a documentary off of that. And he blew up off of South by Southwest. So I think that is a crucial part and a crucial thing that artists need to take advantage of, especially if you want to be seen by the whole nation. You can touch every place in America in this 2-week festival in South by Southwest. And because it's 2 weeks, you don't even have to be out there that whole 2 weeks. You can carve out 3 days where, hey, I got performances here, 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 and here. Because this performance is morning, day, and night. I think that as an artist, especially on the West Coast, none of the artists are going over there and actually, like, taking advantage of that shit.
Well, yeah, like, I have planned on going. And, you know, my submission, I should have did it in December. And I had a lot of other shit going on. So I was just like, you know what? I fucked up my opportunity to go. It is a big thing to go to. But then also I learned, too, like, getting your music in these DJ pools is just important. So, like, I got a record now that I sent out to DJ Viv. Shout out to DJ Viv. Like, he goes, spread that motherfucker. So when you start paying, You gotta pay for certain shit. You gotta pay for South by Southwest, or you can pay a DJ, a real DJ, throw your shit in the DJ pool. And then being in that DJ pool is important because what happens if you got a hit record, right? And a DJ like DJ Vic, he's spinning somewhere. Or Rick Ross or Jeezy or one of them niggas is in the club. And they spin your shit. And your shit hit. Somebody come back to the DJ booth like, hey, play that one song again. Nigga, play that bitch again. Another nigga come back, hey, play that motherfucker one more time. That motherfucker go. And they play that shit again. That artist gonna be like, hey, who is this nigga that keep playing? That shit go. Like, they go crazy every time that song goes. So, South by Southwest is cool too. But if you get your songs in these DJ pools and you promote these motherfuckers, like, marketing is a big thing. So if you market it, marketing is just as good as going South by Southwest.
I think that a market you would need to tap into is sync. Are you looking to get your music into the sync market?
Yep.
That you can get it into the movies and
then. Yep, when I get finished with this project, I feel like I'm doing all of them.
You know what I'm saying? And when you get your catalog into the sync library, you know, especially with the type of music that you make, it's a Coco World would be perfect for like a power.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Certain shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That. You know, the subject matter in your song matches what they're trying to convey in the TV show or the movie. And every time that shit get a play, you get paid off of that scene. You know,
so that's what I'm working on now. So that's why I'm taking my time with this project. Once I finish with that, I'm going to live into all that. It's chess game. So every move is my next best move. Like, all right, bam. I know what's, are we going to pick some singles? Bam, get some DJ packs for up song. All right. You DJ blast, sit about the DJs. You know, I tell the DJ pool, hey, the niggas do it. Niggas don't like to spin the book. Try and do that. Yeah, but then we gonna go to the next phase. All right, how can we get the shit into a movie? How can we get the shit on the video? All right, man, do we gotta get an editing version for this? All right, we gonna do everything that we gotta possibly do. All right, man, you got high school tours? All right. What you need for me to do for these high school tours? Oh, you don't need no custom only songs? You edited versions? Yeah. You need promotion? Yeah. So it's all about your marketing and what you're willing to pay for. Instead of paying for bullshit ass jewelry and all these bullshit ass features, think about it. These niggas gonna pay for a feature. That artist is not gonna fucking market that song for them. You think just because that nigga get on a fucking song with you that it's gonna go up, you still gotta promote it, you still gotta market it. If you don't, then you just wasted a nigga paying. You think it take you $2,500 for a feature? You pay $2,500 for a nigga to just rap on your shit and rap it with it. That shit don't come in a video. It don't come in a marketing. None of that shit. I've reached out to niggas and they can tell me, like, hey, just for the feature, it's this. But if you want to do the song, Woo My Web, and this, it's this. But, all right. Why? Like, I could pay. If I could pay that shit in my pocket, I don't need you. Because it could blow up by itself. That'd be the thing with me.
Yeah, that's real. So as we wrap this shit up, tell everybody where they can find you and tell everybody where they can find your music and your speeds.
Oh, man, I'm on Apple Music, Spotify, Mo Tidal, Amazon Music, Google. I'm everywhere, man. Everywhere like Visa, I understand the fucking worst news. WORSE space NEWZ. The Batman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So you already know, man, it's been another one. Mark Sleeves came through, dropping that shit, talking that shit. You already know what time it is, man. It's your boy, Dan Sinatra. We're about to hit outside and hit some of our sponsor, man. That is Rich Power. You already know, man. The Green Label. So if you ain't, get to it, man. You already know. It's your boy, Dan Sinatra. I don't know what you're going to do with your life. I'm going to get to it, man. We are.
Yeah.
Cook.